This is Leafs Breakfast.
And they're able to get it back up to the blue line. Nylander looks in, sends it back up high. There's a long shot, side of the goal! Up in the snack shack, William Nylander. A power play goal that puts the Leafs up 2-1.
The snack shack. Wow.
That's the first I've heard of that.
I love the snack shack.
Toddy Crocker.
Todd Crocker on the call here on TSN 1050 last night. The Leafs beat the Red Wings 4-2. And let's go to the man himself, the origins of Snack Shack, and we'll break down the game as well. Todd Crocker joining us here on Leafs Breakfast. What's going on, Todd?
You know, sometimes they just come out, you know.
Did you have that one stored in the vault, well, or have you said that before?
I said it before. Actually, Nick Abruzzese had a goal earlier this year, and I don't know if I was thinking Snack Shelf or I don't know what it was, but it just came out that way, and then I thought, you know what, that's appropriate. That's exactly where that is. So,
hey, good anyway. For you, man, because broadcasters always have to come up with their own, like, catchphrases, their own, like, you know, their own...
like superheroes.
Yeah, like their own sayings, the things that they lean to. Like, who's the guy in Pittsburgh that...
Todd would know, for sure.
The hacksaw Matt, or...
Scratch my back. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to do something that's going to get you... Or you got to say something that's going to get you...
It's like you with Bang, that you ripped off from Mike Breen.
No, Mike Breen ripped it off from me.
Yeah, he's been doing it for 20 years, but sure.
Good for you, Crocs. Good for you.
More than anything, and you'd say this to anybody who kind of starts out, it's like, you don't have to think of things. You just got to be you. And unfortunately or fortunately, depending on, which Marley's listener you happen to be on a nightly basis, you get a lot of different stuff.
Good for you, buddy.
I may not.
You got to make it entertaining, man. You got to make it entertaining.
I'm a little bit more Doc Brown than Doc Emmerich. So,
Todd Crocker is our guest. You were calling the Leafs and the Red Wings last night here on TSN 1050, Todd. A game in which Toronto, once again, I mean, the way that they're playing, it's a really interesting approach. And I know you tune into every Leafs game like we do. And the way that they've been playing lately, it's almost like this defensive identity, in spite of all the injuries to the back end, has come together in a way where, yes, they're allowing a significant number of shots, but these are not these high-danger scoring chances. And the way that Matt Murray has been playing, even Eric Sjogren to some extent, they're not letting in bad goals. So, sure, you can let in these little dinky shots from the side of the net, maybe from the point, but if there's not significant opportunity for the opposition, then there's not really much worry. What was your evaluation of how the Leafs played defensively last night against Detroit?
Well, I think everything's a bit of a muddy dog for them. It's everything's to the outside. Keep it outside. And there are shots that they're allowing to get through. I think both goaltenders are getting a decent look at them. And, you know, most of the time when you've played a fair bit in the National Hockey League, like Matt Murray, if you see that shot, you can probably stop that shot. It's the ones that are redirected, the ones that are tipped. Those ones are going to find their way past just about anybody. We tend to mythologicalize. That's not a word, but nonetheless, we'll keep going.
Don't worry. We don't have any big words on this show.
We make up words, too, on this show, so it's all good.
But we look back at guys, you know, who have stopped the puck before. Like, they never let in any goal whatsoever. But that, of course, wasn't the case. In this case, the play, especially as the game goes along, I mean, in that first few minutes, I would say that 5 minute or 6 minute run there where Sandin gets the penalty, I think there's a tight grouping of hockey there. But after that, the game is, you know, kept to the portions of the ice where the Wings just don't really get a bunch of opportunities. They try to crowd the goal, and when they do make that happen, they get a few shots at a time, cluster groupings of shots, but those are the kinds of things that are going to happen in a game regardless. Well, the way the Leafs are affecting that, you know, that push to the outside, especially in the last game of a road trip, that's something you can hang your hat on.
Yeah, absolutely, and what an impressive road trip it was. 4-for-4, And they just steamrolled breaking streaks, you know, breaking the 13-game winning streak in New Jersey, breaking a 5-game winning streak of Pittsburgh, and breaking a 5-game winning streak of Detroit. Now they come home after a very impressive one. And Todd, you did the game yesterday, but before the game, actually after the game on Saturday, Sheldon Keefe had some very, very praising words for Pontus Holmberg. And I know you've seen him very closely calling the Marley games, but help us understand Pontus Holmberg and what he can bring to this Maple Leafs team while he's here and even if he stays here for the rest of the season.
I think one of the things that is probably high praise for Pontus Holmberg is you never really notice him in a game. It's not as if he's making some sort of play like a Matthews and Nylander Marner, where all of a sudden, you know, comes off the wall and it's like they appear from a magic place and suddenly there's a puck in the net. Pontus Holmberg is the player that is going to do all the work that you ask of a center, of a guy that's going to step out on the ice. Never really get the praise for it because it might happen, something good might happen on the next shift because of something he did on that shift. And that's oftentimes the disconnect that happens for just a casual viewer of a hockey game. They don't sense that what happened prior to what is happening now is somehow connected, especially when you make a line change. But it does matter, and it matters so much that Holmberg is a difference maker, even though you're never going to point to the guy as one.
Our guest is Todd Crocker. He is TSN 1050's play-by-play voice, usually with the Toronto Marlies. Last night, called up to do the Leafs game, and thought you did a fantastic job. Snack Shack, Todd Crocker. Let's talk about Rasmus Sandin, another guy you covered for a long time with the Toronto Marlies. He scores last night. I think he's been playing excellent hockey of late with his buddy Timothy Liljegren. What have you seen in Rasmus Sandin's development over this season, Todd?
Well, the one thing I've seen is what I've seen before, and that's a little bit of the case that you often find with the Marlies and the Leafs. And it goes a little bit to what's happening now, to what happened to the Marlies. I saw the Marlies in 2016 be a team that was free-flowing. It had a lot of offense to it. It had guys like Connor Brown, Zach Hyman, William Nylander, and they did a lot of those, you know, crazy things that we've seen when they have high opportunity plays. They jump in and try to make something spectacular, highlight reel happen. And then I see this team, and I see a lot of similarities to the team that won the Calder Cup in 2018 for the Marlies. They were more responsible defensively, even though they still played that kind of high event hockey. Rasmus Sandin, Timothy Liljegren, I've seen both of them grow together. I've seen them play a fair bit together with the Marlies, and there is a connection point there, and I'm not sure whether it's, you know, just because they're Swedish or just because they're two young guys who are learning the position at the same time, albeit in a different way. But their connection piece, the two of them together play a more solid brand than the two of them separately. So, you know, you can put Rasmus Sandin with anybody, and the idea is you're supposed to be able to play with anybody as a defenseman. But the partnership there is so much stronger together that when I see the growth of Sandin, what I see is his growth as related to Timothy Liljegren. And I think it's just been, I think when you separate it out, the growth is slower.
Todd, it was a big focus of emphasis in the offseason by Cal Dubas to make sure that the depth of this organization was stronger and more reliable, as we've seen this year with all the injuries that they're going through. You know, we've seen promotions from Pontus Holmberg, from Nick Robertson, you know, from Mac Hollowell on defense, and there's a couple other guys, including Eric Schallgren, as well in net. But all those guys have come up. They've contributed when asked. Looking at the Marlies lineup, if the Maple Leafs were to run into any more trouble, who down there has impressed you and is deserving of a chance to be, you know, to play a role on this roster or at least get some games?
Well, I feel like every defenseman, save maybe Philip Kroll, is up at the moment. There have been more than a few games here in the last 2 weeks for the Marlies where the experience, the AHL experience, never mind any experience, but the AHL experience is in the 50 to 60 game mark for all six of them. So, we're looking at Philip Kroll down there defensively, but up front, the great part about what they have there is, and this is, by intention, is that they have brought some experience up front, knowing that they weren't going to have that back there. And Adam Gaudette is just on a complete run in the American Hockey League. He leads, he's second now, I think, in goals scored in the American Hockey League. Joey Anderson right behind him, like one behind him. So these guys are great great options, because when they jump into the lineup, one of the key components of bringing a guy up, especially in that bottom six role, or somebody that can fill in maybe in that second line situation, you want to bring that guy up and not have him hurt the hockey club. You want to make sure that whatever he does, above and beyond anything else, that the puck isn't going to end up in the back of your net because that person's not ready. Well, they've got those guys that are ready. And Joey Anderson, one of those players that when he gets to the next level, there is some opportunity for offense, but he is and has and continues to grow. And remember, a young guy here still who is ready to play at that level. Adam Gaudette has proven that he actually plays at that level, and he is also proving in the American Hockey League that he's quite comfortable in that league. And I think Carlo knows when I talk about that, a guy that gets to a point where he knows what to expect from the league. It doesn't mean he finds it boring necessarily, yeah, but he knows what to expect from the league. And so both those guys, I think, are guys that you could look at and say right away. Now, the guy that is, comes out of the darkness here for this year is Semyon Dargachinsev. SDA has played a next level of game this season. Surprisingly, all of a sudden rounds into a guy who's got the size. He has put on weight. He's put on muscle. He is starting to win battles along the board that he didn't win previously. And he is starting to move the puck in a way that in our league, you can turn around and move the puck pretty effectively in some open ice in the early part of the season. As the season moves along, it gets tighter and tighter. So he is now at that point where he might be ready for a look here, because he's actually winning physical battles along the board, creating space for himself. He already had the ability to pass the puck like few do, and he's a guy that if you're looking to provide a little bit of creative offense, he might be the guy that gets the call up that nobody's looking at.
Todd, great work last night. Thank you so much for doing this for us, and we look forward to chatting with you again down the road. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right, that's Todd Crocker, radio voice. He appreciates us. From the Snack Shack. We should visit the Snack Shack during the commercial break, because we need to be energized. We will be energized for the third hour of the program. Two Toronto Maple Leafs legends joining the show in hour three. One is Frank Corrado. The other is a mystery. You'll find out who it is next.